The top of the crop. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I don't know that we've ever had a growing season in Southeast Tennessee.
That coming from someone who should know, Loudoun County's Josh Watson was recently informed by the National Corn Growers Association that his 20-acre plot in the National Corn Growers Yield Contest, harvested on Labor Day, was the number one yielding field overall in Tennessee and third nationally for the conventional non-irrigated category.
Well, I'm very proud. I'm very proud to bring this to Southeast Tennessee. Loudoun and Monroe counties, that's two counties we farm in. You know, we're just a bunch of old dairy farmers trying to learn the row crop business. And, you know, I've heard my whole life, you know, you can't grow big corn in East Tennessee. But that's not true.
And again, Watson finished first in the state and third nationally in the 2021 Corn Yield Contest. And his verified yield was an amazing 343.4 bushels per acre. The national winner in conventional non-irrigated was measured on a farm in Virginia at 391 bushels, and second place was in Michigan at 363 bushels per acre.
Perfect, perfect year for corn. It was just amazing. Just really, really was amazing throughout the year. Watching it grow. I've never seen corn grow this fast.
Josh Watson and his family grow about 600 acres of corn each year and over 800 acres of soybeans. And incidentally, he actually won the state soybean yield contest last year. And while he agrees he treats these plots in the contest extra special, he feels he's gaining knowledge of becoming a better farmer.
It gives me something to strive for. And you learn a lot from doing it.
A new state record corn yield for Josh Watson of Loudoun County. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.